This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 27th. Well, Wednesday's price action was brutal in the wheat market. It was just constant selling, and it seemed to gain momentum as the day wore on. And we closed quite a bit lower across all three wheat complex with a huge outside day lower. So kind of a surprise, really. I mean, the market had been holding together pretty well. Not getting the kind of strength that we saw in corn and beans, but still the market was holding fairly steady in a sideways trading pattern. And then we get just kind of a wipeout on Wednesday. I think some of that selling just precipitated from a thin market, because you don't have a lot of activity right before the Thanksgiving break. And once it started to get some momentum to the downside, it just kind of fed on itself. And of course, get a lot of sell orders coming in to a thin market, it's going to push it around pretty fast. Some of it could have been spread unwinding as well. Some of it could have been world prices that have been fairly stagnant and even just down a couple dollars a ton from the previous week. Some of it also was Sovcon putting out some estimates for Russian production, kind of fine-tuning their production season, took their production up 1 million tons and took exports up about 1 million tons as well. So that obviously is not a bullish component, especially when we're hearing reports from the Russian government that they may be reconsidering their time window for the export restrictions, moving them up to January 1 instead of February 15th. That was supporting the market throughout much of the previous couple weeks. But if indeed they've got higher production, which is going to take them very close to a record high production, and if indeed they're going to see more exports, there's no reason to think that the government's going to restrict exports. And I think that was a big component of what started the selling, and then again it just kind of fed on itself. We've also got deliveries coming up on Monday, first notice day. There is expected to be some deliveries against the Chicago contract. And I would think with the prices starting to break like this, I mean, we're still relatively high. The market still had a good run here, but there is some sentiment that you're going to see some deliveries here that would add to some of the pressure. In the meantime, we had export sales out this morning. Pretty impressive number for wheat at 796,000 tons. That was way above the high end of the range of estimates from 2 to 500,000 tons. China's a big buyer. Hard red winter wheat, they bought 133,000 tons of the total hard red of 156,000 that was bought. So they bought almost all of the hard red that was sold. Spring wheat sold 115,000, but it was white wheat that took the lead here. 502,000 tons sold last week. That's pretty impressive for white wheat. Granted, you know, harvest is wrapped up and they're getting it into the pipeline, but still you're competing head-to-head against Australia, where their harvest is wrapping up and they're starting to make inroads into that Asian market. So, and the biggest buyer of white wheat was China at 200,000 tons and Unknown took 207,000 tons. So probably some of that is China as well. So China making a move on U.S. white wheat at the same time that Australian white wheat is hitting the pipeline. A pretty interesting development. And obviously it shows that we're competing. And it, when you look at the basis offers, the FOB offers out of the Gulf, the PNW, we are competing with the rest of the world, especially with Russian prices sitting at all-time highs. And German prices have rallied over the last couple months because of tight supplies there. You know, world wheat prices are fairly elevated, and you know, U.S. prices are moving around quite a bit, but our basis has been relatively strong and is remained fairly steady. So the break in the board on Friday kind of stoked some interest from Egypt. They came in and put out an offer Wednesday afternoon. They did announce that they bought some wheat, all of it from Russia, 175,000 tons at $274 to $275 per ton. That compares to 262 on November 4th. So in just 3 weeks, we've seen Russian prices move up 32 cents. And on November 4th, they bought 300,000 of all Russian. So it's all been about Russian exports to Egypt over the last, you know, several weeks, in fact. But we're up 32 cents in 3 weeks from that last sale. So that's supportive to world markets. And again, The significant selling that we saw on Wednesday had to be a lot of technical in nature because we really didn't see that big of a shift in fundamentals. And obviously with Egypt's purchase, it shows that the buyers are there on the sidelines waiting to buy the pullbacks. And we are responding to that. We're up about 10 cents here in early trading on Friday morning. So we're recovering not quite half, but pretty close to half of the Chicago's sell-off on Wednesday, and Kansas City is up about the same amount. I think moving forward, we're still looking at the weather in Brazil, which we're seeing some more rains come through the southern part of Brazil and northern part of Argentina. There are some dry pockets there that will get some needed rain, but the central part of Brazil continues to show dryness for the next 2 weeks. As you get into those longer range forecasts, they are bringing rain into those forecasts. And I think that's what's keeping a lid on prices in corn and soybeans. Also, we're getting, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, we're not going to see a lot of volatility there yet because there still is time to salvage this crop if the rains were to come. So the weather market is, we're on point, but we're not in the throes of a weather market yet. But I think coming back on Monday is first notice, and then it's the last trading day of the month. So I doubt Monday will be much of a mover either. You're just going to want to get first notice day behind us, get the end of the month behind us. Then as you look into December, you'll have a fresh round of cash coming into the markets. And, you know, commodities seem to be the hot ticket. There's so much talk about inflation, and the CRB index is pushed into a bull market. That's going to be just adding fuel to the bullish mentality. So you throw already a demand-driven market in corn and beans, you've got a developing weather market in South America, you've got very tight stocks of both of those crops here in the United States. You've got a lot of components of a major bull market coming in here, and I think the month of December will be critical to where the direction goes. You need rain, and you need it now in South America. They're just trying to wrap up seeding. Normally they'd be done by now, but it's been delayed because of the dryness. So if over the next 3-4 weeks, which the long range forecast suggests, this is a well-entrenched weather pattern, but we'll see. Maybe they get some crop-saving rains, it's hard to say. But these next 4, 5, 6 months are going to be critical to the direction of the grain complex. And added to that support is a declining dollar. So, you know, we're just bearing with it, looking at what Mother Nature dishes up over these next few weeks. And again, if it stays dry, and it's already hot down there, if it stays dry, then beans and corn take off. Wheat is going to follow. Chicago will be the leader there. That in itself offers lots of opportunities, but we just have to wait and see how this develops. In the meantime, inexpensive out-of-the-money call options in soybeans and corn, I think, are the way to go. With, you know, you can go January beans, expired December 24th, that's something to consider. Or you go to the March contract and you can get February options. That would give you plenty of time to get you through a weather market in both corn and beans. That's where we're at. That's what we're waiting for. We'll get the month of November behind us, and I think all the traders will be back at their desks on Monday, and then we wait for December, and that's when the fireworks really take off. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.